another episode of Radio Yesterday, brought to you by ChuckChat.com.
Another 5-Minute Mystery.
Inspector Clark speaking. Yes? The Cooper Rubies, where? Blackstone's at 49th. I'll be right over.
Oh, come in, Inspector. Oh, this is terrible, terrible. And to think that we took such precautions. I just can't understand it.
Now, just a moment, Mr. Blackstone. Just calm down a bit and tell me what's happened.
I'll tell you what's happened. One of the Cooper Rubies has been stolen. That's what's happened.
I understand that, Mr. Blackstone. But if I could have some information about them.
The Cooper Rubies are a group of 15 of the most exquisite stones I have ever had in my possession. This woman, Mrs. Lloyd, came into my shop and asked to see the Cooper Rubies.
I wanted to buy one, but I certainly don't now.
I was showing them to her myself. At the same time, I was showing this gentleman, Mr. Williams, some bracelets.
Just a simple little bracelet for my wife, Inspector.
I was interrupted by one of the sales girls. I turned away for just a moment, and when I looked back, one of the rubies was gone. Now I ask you, who other than one of these two could have taken it?
Your assumption is quite sound, Mr. Blackstone. I'm very much afraid I'm going to have to ask you two to be searched.
Why, of all the...
Leave your bag here on the desk. Mr. Blackstone's secretary will assist you in the other room. Mr. Williams, I'll search you in Mr. Blackstone's office. Let's see. Mrs. Lloyd's bag. Compact. Nothing here. Lipstick. No secret compartments.
I hope you're satisfied.
Gloves. Nothing in the pockets. Well, I guess that eliminates you, Mrs. Lloyd. Now, Mr. Williams' things. Nothing in the pockets. Billfold. Comb.
Does that eliminate me, Inspector?
I guess it does, Mr. Williams. Everything seems to be quite in order. Cigarette, Mrs. Lloyd?
No, thank you. I don't smoke.
Williams?
No, thanks. I have my pipe.
Oh, of course. Well, Mr. Blackstone, I've found your precious ruby.
You've what? But I haven't seen it.
No, you haven't seen it, Mr. Blackstone, but I know where it is. Mr. Williams, I arrest you for the theft of the Cooper ruby. How did the inspector discover Eric Williams' theft of the Cooper Rubies? Do you know the clue? In a moment, we'll hear more. But first... And now, let's see what Inspector Clark has to say.
But I don't understand. Where is the ruby, Inspector?
Well, Mr. Blackstone, when I asked these two people to submit to be searched, I knew the guilty one would hold out. For a moment, I thought I was licked. We seemed to have all their possessions, yet nothing was evident. Only when I offered Mr. Williams a cigarette did I notice that he was smoking a pipe. Here, Mr. Blackstone, is your ruby, concealed in the bowl of this pipe. And now, Mr. Williams, I'd like to show you something in bracelets. A double one, better known as the handcuff.